True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, you do, Mike Tomlin. And unfortunately, I think I speak for many when I say I don't trust you to get the job done. Seahawks 31, Steelers 17. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Major Filippone. He's Chris Muller. Donnie Football here. So is intern Jack. I would say that's another reality check game. And people were pretty fired up for this one. A lot of hype, a lot of Kool-Aid drinking, a lot of dreaming about Aaron Rodgers being the guy here and the Steelers being a dark horse contender and having their quarterback situation figured out for this season, coming off a 4-touchdown game. And then yesterday happened, Malzi. And Tomlin says, oh, don't cite singular plays. It's more than that. He's right. It's not just a loss to Seattle at home. They've lost 6 of their last 7 games. And their one win was a nail biter in which they needed their kicker to make a 60-yard field goal to beat the New York Jets. Did you see the New York Jets yesterday?
Not good.
So
I already saw a headline. Is Aaron Glenn on the hot seat? Is the honeymoon over? 2 games. That's how bad it was for them yesterday.
I'll let our listeners in the feedback to this statement be the ultimate judge, but you tell me if you disagree. They're not going to win a playoff game this year, and they're not going to compete for another Super Bowl as long as Mike Tomlin's their head coach. And I challenge anybody to tell me differently at 412-928-9370. After watching that team, that defense, and the details that they lost on, man. Why is Caleb Johnson even back returning kicks in the first place? He botched a return against the Jets. He makes Najee Davenport look like Devin Hester. He's got no, like, it's a miracle if he gets the ball to the 25-yard line. And that's like when he actually catches the ball and remembers the rule.
His very first touch in an NFL game was him stumbling over open grass or open turf on a kick return.
So why is he back there?
Pony, he lumbers. I have no idea. You have two players that I think fans, for various reasons, would rather see back there. Scotty Miller is the fastest guy on the team, I'm told. Even faster than DK Metcalf if they had a straight line sprint, right? We heard that.
That's what Aaron Rodgers says. Quote, he can fly.
Line him up. And what's Deion Sanders' O-line? Oh, he's fast.
He can run.
Yes, he can run. Thank you.
He was talking about a white kid from Mount Lebanon.
Yes, Troy Apke. Anyway, why isn't he back there returning kicks as your primary guy? Or, just humor me, why isn't Roman Wilson back there doing it? Just two names that I could pick that are better at the job than a lumbering 225-pound rookie who does not appear to have vision, does not appear to have burst. Maybe that whooshing burst of his first training camp run was all he had in the tank for the entire year. It is a continuation, him even being back there, of the Steelers neglecting that position probably more than any team in the NFL. And just get the ball out there somewhere. We don't really care.
I mean,
care.
They did sign Cordarrelle Patterson last year to do it. One of the best of all time.
He was as fast as a tight end at that point.
Right. So you've got that. You've got a wide receiver, your wide receiver two, who you're all excited about, running the wrong route and taking a touchdown and turning it into an interception. You've got Mike Tomlin saying, we're going to do historic things. And then history was made yesterday. They became the first team ever on a third and goal at the 19-yard line to surrender a touchdown.
That's a little
surprising.
If you
had said to the Seahawks before that snap, hey, why don't we just call the whole thing off? We don't even have to run a play on third down. You don't even have to kick the field goal. We're just going to give you 3 points there. They would have taken it. They would have said, thank you.
Wait,
that's what we're playing for.
The field goal's good?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Let's just go right to the kickoff.
That run,
like an intentional walk in baseball.
That run play was called, let's play for the field goal.
They might have called that running play the specific direction it went. They might have asked Myers, would you rather kick this field goal from this hash or that hash as opposed to down the middle? Because he was lining all his kicks up on the left hash for
They're
extra points.
They're playing for three.
And playing for position, possibly.
And a running back goes into the end zone on that play untouched.
Yeah. My dad and I were sitting watching that game, that part of the game. And he got up to like walk away and do something because we were at my sister's house and he like to like go look after one of the grandkids, I think. He goes, oh, you know, it'll be 27-17. I said, hey, come back in here. You're not going to believe this. And it was embarrassing. Pony, they had a play. We could talk about a lot of these different plays. They had a play where a guy I'd never heard of before named Robbie Utes pancaked one of their two off-ball backers so badly.
Yep.
That he pancaked the other off-ball backer who was chasing down behind him the play. When was the last time you saw anybody in the NFL on a lead block like that block somebody into oblivion so hard that he took out a teammate? That should be on Robbie Utes' career high. It might be the career highlight for Robbie Utes. He might never do something cooler than that again in his life. And those are supposed to be your really exciting second-year linebacker, mm-hmm. and B, your high-priced communication piece and three-down guy in the middle of your defense.
San Francisco held this team to 13 points in Seattle. They come here and score 31. The team you needed Chris Boswell to perform a miracle against to win had 3 points with about a minute left in the game against the Bills before they got a garbage time touchdown. Josh Allen got punched in the face and had to leave the game. Mm-hmm. Mitch Trubisky came in for Buffalo and in one play ended with more passing yards than Justin Fields. You needed to urinate blood for 3 hours to beat that team.
I believe Justin Fields' QBR in that game, had he had enough snaps, would have been one.
I will say it again. You can't just say it's one game. It's 6 of their last 7 games that they've lost. How does anybody out there have faith that Mike Tomlin is going to bring you back to the promised land, and even in the micro, is going to have you doing something you haven't done since 2016, which is win a playoff game? It's 4th and 1. He loves Aaron Rodgers so much. It's Aaron Rodgers' offense. You're the guy. I waited all offseason for you. We're at midfield. All we need is a yard. And he falls back on, my defense is going to win me this game. I've always won with defense. I'm a defensive guy. He punts, Seattle drives, kicks a field goal, and you never... That's it. I mean, you never get the lead again.
It's never tied again. I'm going
to
refrain from saying any more about that because you might hear more from me on that play in the
Donnie,
very near
Donnie, your
future.
2 cents. You were there. You tailgated. There were Icy Light Mangoes. There was a Kenny Pickett jersey that was made into an Aaron Rodgers jersey. You were one of the 70,000 who were giving Aaron Rodgers a standing ovation when he ran out into the field. And then you watched the Steelers do what they've come to do often under Mike Tomlin, which is oversell and underdeliver.
The defense is just such a massive concern. I know the offense was ugly yesterday too, but through two games, I just don't know how you can watch that defense and not get incredibly frustrated after all they did was talk all offseason, whether it was Peyton Wilson saying he'd be the greatest cover linebacker of all time or Juan Thornhill were going to be one of the greatest defenses of all time or your own head coach whether it was for motivation or not, saying that this team would be historic. Little did he know they would be historic on the wrong end of things. They're terrible. It's a terrible defense. They have made Justin Fields look like a very good quarterback, followed by Sam Darnold outside of two interceptions in the game, one being a tip ball, be able to run his offense up and down the field. They made Cooper Kupp look like it was 2021 again. They made Kenneth Walker, who had 10 carries for 20 yards last week.
He got that on the first play.
He got that on several plays, if you wanted to just take individual plays where he had 20 or more yards.
They look like the Bengals. I mean, they, and I don't know if there are any answers coming down the pike because suddenly guys are getting longer in the tooth. TJ Watt had a couple of hurries, six straight games in the regular season, seven if you count the playoffs, without a sack for him. I don't really care about Mike Tomlin's explanation for that. Oh, well, they weren't in obvious passing downs. You're the defensive tactician. Find a way to get him loose. Find a way to allow him to do something to impact the game.
But that, and I'm not here to make any excuses for the defense, and I agree with Donnie. Like, the fact that they've gone this long with being a below-average defense when they've so much invested in it with Mike Tomlin coaching, it is a joke. They still could have won the game if they just executed plays you would expect the high school teams that Donnie watches on Fridays to do. Know the rule on a kickoff return. Run your route if you're a wide receiver. When a team is playing for a field goal, tackle the guy. When you only need a yard and you're at midfield, go for it. Those are very routine things that you should get right 100% of the time.
And what do we hear often about routine things?
You do them routinely. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt and my wife's going to sell it at her store for $30. Seriously.
They're not a good football team. I have one quick question for you. We picked this game Friday afternoon.
You picked Seattle.
Crowley also was on Seattle. I wasn't. Because I didn't really believe in Darnold. More on him later. Did you think it would look like this?
No, I didn't think they were going to give up 30-plus points.
Did you think it was going to be like a back-and-forth-ish kind of game where they just
I didn't think the Steelers were going to be able to win the battle against the Seahawks defensive line. And they ultimately didn't. Jalen Warren was their salvation, but it was because of one exhilarating pitch and catch where he looked like Barry Sanders on the play. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, and scoring a touchdown because of Nick Herbig's return,
wasn't much.
You kicked field goals in this game.
It wasn't much.
You didn't have one drive off a kickoff where you started in your own territory and marched it downfield and scored a touchdown.
The other thing about them is
against Seattle,
they're not.
Who didn't have their best defensive back.
I know. They're not constructed as a team, the Steelers are, to make mistakes like the Calvin Austin mistake where Sanchez, who is by no means a future Hall of Fame quarterback,
he butt fumbled.
He calls out immediately what you're supposed to do if you're Austin on that route.
And like, so did Aaron Rodgers.
And Rodgers
called
it out
after the game too.
There was no wondering about who screwed up on that play.
Here's Mr. Old School first up here. Hello, Old School.
Hey guys, man, listen. I can't even. Mr. I'm going to raise hell in December has done it again. He allowed these guys to act like they're greater than ever. And you look at what happened. Why is Scotty Miller now back taking punt returns? Why can Green Bay put Micah Parsons on both sides the very first game, and we can't find a time when we can move T.J. Watt in two games? And how is now Fatano, who's supposed to be great, terrible? How is Sayamano now terrible? It's because our O-line coach is terrible. And who put him in place? The terrible head coach we got right now.
Thank you, Mr. Old School.
I mean, there's always an emphasis on the run. The first note of every single week is smash the run. And you guys have heard me say for 9 years, we're always trying to smash the run. And it's not a lack of trying. Schematically, effort, I don't know, we'll have to look at the film, but we need to be better. And we need to look in the mirror. We need to turn over every stone that we possibly can because this can't continue to happen. Otherwise, you're just going to continue to see what we saw today. Not really able to pin your ears back. Teams aren't able to get to one-dimensional situations. You have to wait until a two-minute drill potentially to be able to get after the quarterback like we do. It's not fun football right now. We need to get back to doing what we do best, and that's stopping the run first and foremost to create those longer down and distances.
Listen to the PM Team on Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. That's the $41 million man, TJ Watt, I think, making some excuses for why they're not able to pin their ears back and make plays. TJ, Seattle had some third and longs early in the game, and you guys got roasted on those plays. Jackson Smith and Jigba, Cooper Kupp doing his best Wes Welker versus the Steelers impression. I don't want to hear that. Six games without a sack now. Make a difference. Be a game wrecker. Go tell Mike Tomlin you'll flip over and play the left side some. Running charts the same thing as it was last week. All the runs come to the left side. At least force them to flip or force them to run right at TJ Watt. You know, coaches would always say, oh, the best way to slow down Lawrence Taylor is to run right at him. Okay, well, let's see if that works for you. Have them run right at you.
Well, they don't.
Because right now they're going the opposite. Exactly.
And he says their scheme is good. We're too talented and too good of a scheme. Possibly no to the first one, although some of their reputation suggests that there is talent. Definitely no to the second one. They're just, I was going to say it to finish up the last segment, they are just not a good enough football team to get away with not doing the little things well. Oh, here's a problem. They do all the little things poorly. All of them. You got Broderick Jones today, I guess. I saw this one come across on Twitter saying, we've just got to listen to Coach T. He's always harping on the little things. Really? Do you all have earplugs in then? Seriously, because yeah. They're one of the least detail-oriented football teams in the league. To the extent that, like, also blocking and tackling is detail-oriented, they are horrible at it.
Here's Will on the fan. Hello, Will.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Before I give my point, I just want to touch on what you said, Pony, about will this team ever win a Super Bowl with Tomlin, or they won't? And that's – no, they won't. Which is why I don't think he should be here when they take their next quarterback, because he will ruin them. I'm past the point of being mad or just enraged. I'm tired. I'm tired of this team giving up third and longs consistently. I'm tired of seeing opposing teams' rookies score their first career touchdown against this secondary. I'm tired of coming on and seeing the same problems that this team has year after year in their coverage schemes. They do nothing defensively to help out their players. They don't do anything. They don't disguise coverages. They don't do anything. They let Ramsey continue to get beaten by JSN and by Kupp. They give them 10 plus yards of cushion on a 3rd and 9 and give Darnold the opportunity to pick it up. I'm just tired.
Thanks, Will. Here is Ben next in Beaver. Hello, Ben.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
I can only comment on half the game because I got to turn off the defense when it's on because I can't stand to watch it anymore. So my question will be with the offense. I mean, I remember Arthur Smith having success when he was with the Titans and had, like, the most elite running back in the game with a great system. Will his system ever work with the Steelers if they can't run the ball?
That's a great point. I mean, he gets plaudits for the week one game plan. So right now he's shooting 50%. But Aaron Rodgers came out after the game and said they played cover two the whole game. We didn't expect that. All right. Well, now they're in it. Now make an adjustment and play it differently.
Hold on. That doesn't exonerate Rodgers. If they played cover two the whole game and we weren't ready for it, you've been in the league 20 years. You mean to tell me that you and Arthur Smith can't say, "Hey, they're in cover two pretty much every damn down. Here's what we have to do. Here are, through our combined 40 years of football experience minimum, the best cover two beaters that we have in our scheme." You mean to tell me that doesn't exist?
Especially with all the tight ends they have. All right, so the cover two is making sure they don't get beat over the top and they're not giving up the big play. They're keeping the play in front of them.
All right, so throw to your 6 foot 7 inch tight end.
Right.
Throw to Pat Freiermuth. Let Freiermuth eat.
Where was Jonnu Smith yesterday? Anybody see him?
Saw him getting a 9 yard gain right before a very consequential decision was made.
412-928-9370. Here is Rick in Youngstown. Hello, Rick.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're good.
I got a couple things. I don't really know where to start. First thing is, he has to go. The experiment's over. I mean, this dude is not going to win anything. They're a joke. They're never prepared. They come out flat. It's just embarrassing. I mean, I remember years ago when Heinz Field, whatever the hell they're calling it now, nobody wanted to go in there and play. It's no big deal to go in there and play anymore. The man just stands there with his hands in his pockets and his Ray-Ban sunglasses on, like Hollywood Tomlin. He doesn't do anything.
Thanks, Rick. You know, I feel like it's a trope of fans that are fed up when they say the team always comes out flat. But here's where it has merit. Going back to week one of last year, they've given up more first quarter points than any team in the NFL. That includes Carolina, a team that gave up more points than any team in NFL history last year. The Bengals defense, we laugh at that. We mock the Bengals defense. The Bengals defense has been better in the first quarter than the Steelers. You put in all this copious time and energy all week to put a game plan out there. And that game plan gets beaten consistently at the start of games every Sunday?
Here's
a terrible reflection on their coaching staff.
Damning. So the Seahawks had a better yards per play number in the second half, which is bad because that means they, you know, they warmed to the task. On the two possessions where Seattle was able to actually, to whatever extent you would say, Clint Kubiak's able to scheme and script something up, the first possession of the game, and then knowing he's getting the ball second in the second half, so he's probably got, what, 15 minutes, 20 minutes to come up with something he likes.
Touchdown, touchdown.
17 plays, 145 yards. Care to guess what that is? 8.2 yards per play, Pony.
Sounds like Kenneth Walker's rushing average in that game.
They're getting almost a first down per play. And why that's important is TJ Watt saying, our scheme is really good. TJ, respectfully, I would argue that it is not, because when teams can attack your scheme with a little bit of preparation, they make it look like something you'd see on a JV football field.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net, if you want to tweet us your thoughts there.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 3 matchup between the Steelers and Patriots. Starting at just $30 for your first year, that's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Juicy doing a lot of work in that sentence. This segment is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Their fan beer of the month is Leaning Cask Brewing Company's Golden Doodle. Supports Harmony Dog Rescue's outstanding efforts. Segment called PM Team Plays of the Game. The biggest plays from the Steelers' 31-17 loss to the Seahawks, beginning with Malzi's play of the game.
No man's land right here.
Defense is playing great. Oh, I thought they were thinking about going for it.
Because of the defenses, Mark, yeah. I thought maybe they would consider going for it on fourth and one near midfield, but the restlessness of the Pittsburgh fans is hurt as well as they decide to bring the punt unit out.
Sure, but there's an argument to be made. Listen, let's keep playing the way we're playing because of our defense. You can argue it both ways.
Sure.
But let's pin them back. Our defense is going to tee off on the Seattle offense, stop these guys, get them in third and long, and play the field position game, make it a short field for the offense.
Yeah, narrator, they did not stop the Seattle offense. They, in fact, gave up a field goal. Then Caleb Johnson made one of the single worst plays in league history. That's not an exaggeration. It was the Will Craig chasing Javi Baez back to home plate of football plays They were down 24-14 in a blink, and the game was over. Mike Tomlin's explanation as to why he did what he did on that play, Pony. Can you get that little clip teed up for me? Do you
know
have
what,
it?
Malzi? As a matter of fact, I can.
Thank you.
It was a 14-14 game. You know, neither offense was lighting it up at that juncture. As I mentioned, we had absorbed some attrition on defense, and so I wanted to protect that group and keep them on a long field.
I despise every syllable of the explanation. I loathe the way Mike approaches football anymore. In the year 2025, he wanted to protect his defense, which he felt was suffering from injuries, by giving them a longer field to defend. We know that while that's nice in 1993, it doesn't always apply in 2025. They had been gashed before. Here's a novel thought. You could protect your defense by trusting the four-time MVP quarterback that you brought in to get one effing yard.
I was disappointed.
Keep the offense on the field, Mike. That's a really good way to protect your defense, but I won't belabor the point. We all have plays to get to.
That is
emblematic, Pony. Of Mike's backwards and very antiquated approach to football.
Love Steelers media, but I thought that was a bad job by them. You got to listen to the answer. When he says that, attrition is set in. He's basically saying, we're playing short on D. Our defense isn't good enough. Somebody should have said, well, then Mike, trust your offense to get 1 yard. Why didn't you believe in your offense to get one damn yard there? They didn't.
That's how
Seattle kicked a
field
goal.
That's how he views football, though, Pony.
And then Caleb Johnson had
There's all those fourth down decision bots. Like, there's one guy I follow who has one where he just runs the math and the analytics.
Oh, he's getting crucified for that decision.
The New York Times runs their own, Pony.
The New York Times?
They have their own, like, fourth down decision bot. Should a coach go for it?
Yeah.
Mike's was, like, a very strong, you should absolutely, under no circumstances, punt this ball. Please go for this. But that's Mike.
Donnie, were you one of the thousands booing that situation like we heard in the clip?
I did not physically boo, but I was not a fan whatsoever of the decision.
Here is my PM team play of the game.
Rodgers to his left on the move, corner of the end zone, and it's picked off by Darion Kendrick.
I needed to see the replay a couple times to see that pinball effect actually happen. Off Calvin Austin's hands, and then ricocheted to Kendrick, a pretty good catch by a DB there to catch a deflected ball. You know what not enough people have said about that play? Hey, Calvin Austin, the ball's in your hands. Effing catch it. Right? I mean, Rodgers slams him for being in the wrong spot. Very good point. Pat Freiermuth probably would have caught that ball.
It was a very well-placed
ball. The ball's right in your hands.
I know.
Hang on to it.
I know. That's a fair point. I still am frustrated because if Mark Sanchez, by no means some great quarterback, is calling out immediately that when you run the route Austin was tasked with running, you have to run back to the front pylon to drag your defender up to literally allow for that kind of throw to get through to Freiermuth. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a guy who butt fumbled as if it's obvious to him that this is what should have happened. It should have been obvious to Calvin Austin. I can't get that mad that he didn't catch the ball because he shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Aaron Rodgers, in the most polite, respectful way possible on that play, because he's aware of what he said last year about Mike Williams and the reaction to it.
Adam McCall is the best kid ever, but he probably should have just stayed in the flat there. He knows it. I mean, or he was kind of stealing it from Pat, or just catch it, put it away, score a touchdown, but Cal's the best kid, and it sucks because he's such a great kid, but unfortunately that whole sequence, you know, took points off the board.
That's like when your wife tells you she loves you and then she gives you a list of things that you're not doing well,
or like
as a husband or parent.
What's the trope for Southern ladies? If you say something, then they say, oh, bless his heart.
But then
they don't mean
the
bless his
you?
Heart. Yes, they bless his heart might as well be like that person is persona non grata. It's just an inexcusable gaffe by him on multiple levels.
Speaking of gaffes, here is Donnie's play of the game.
Oh, bad bounce goes through the hands of Caleb Johnson. He may have touched that ball. That would be a live ball. Let's see what the ruling is here. It is a touchdown! It's a touchdown! Oh, Seattle gets the score!
So our buddy Joe Starkey, he did that series this summer where it was like greatest this, worst this of the 21st century in Pittsburgh sports. And I know one of them, I don't know if he titled it 25 worst gaffes of the 21st century or what word he used, but he had things on there like the Will Craig play from a few years ago against the Cubs. This one would have been right up there with that. I think firmly in the top five if you count since 2000. Ugh. And yeah, the coaching deserves criticism aplenty from yesterday, and you have to put it on the player as well. More so on the player. I don't care if he's a rookie or not. You're taught rules similar. I know that they are tinkering with the kickoff every single year now. You're pretty much taught from the time you're like 8 years old playing football. Yeah, anything beyond 10 yards, just assume it's a live ball. And the team that kicked the ball off can come recover it. I know it's a little bit different with the landing zone,
but Donnie, isn't,
and such.
Isn't it as simple?
You have to know
the rule
that you have to recover the ball and either down it or return it.
Isn't the coaching thing from Danny Smith, because Tomlin's on the committee, so Tomlin knows these rules. Isn't the coaching from Danny Smith one sentence? Caleb, this is the landing zone. If the ball bounces there, you must field the ball. Even if it goes into the end zone, you must field the ball. I'm happy that it stayed in the end zone and sat there and that they scored a touchdown rather than it go through the end zone and they get the ball as a touchback.
I wasn't.
No, because you know what? Hopefully this object lesson means it never happens again.
Well, it probably won't for him because he probably won't return a kick for...
I'm not sure he could return
season,
kicks
ever.
Effectively in the UFL if he was tasked
I don't think
with
he should
it.
Get a helmet for next game. I think it's that bad.
I think
bad.
He's absolutely in that territory.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.